to the church in Ephesus, he prayed a prayer, he wrote a prayer, where he said, I pray that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may gather together with all the saints how high and how wide and how deep the love of God is. So Paul prayed that we would be rooted and grounded in love. So the soil that we need to grow in, the fertile ground we need to be planted in as Christians to grow, is love. And of course we remember that God is love, so we need to be rooted and grounded in God. And if we think about that verse as well, where God goes on to speak about how you'll be grasped together with all the saints, the height and the width and the depth of God's love, we recognise that one of the places where we experience God's love the most, or where we should experience God's love the most, is in our Christian family, as we grow together and as we learn together how to love one another and how much God loves us. So we need to be in the fertile soil of God's love and in the love of being part of a Christian family. So that's the first thing to learn this morning about how we're going to grow and as we think about our seeds growing. And to help us with that, we're going to sing another song that you know really well. Jesus taught us how to be a family, which is all about growing together in love. So I invite you to stand together and we'll sing the song under the leadership of our voiceless worship leader, Ant.
Thank you. Of prayer as part of the process that God gives us as we seek to be people coming more and more alive, as we seek to grow in maturity, so we grow in our capacity to pray. And so we think now, just as we've watered those little seeds, how prayer is a bit like water. And in the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, he's speaking about different people who are involved in the growth of the people in Corinth. In 1 Corinthians 3, verse 6 and 7, if you can see that on the screen, we'll read that St. Paul is saying, I planted the seed, that is, he started the church in Corinth, he began things, but Apollos, his fellow disciple maker there, watered it. But God made it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. And water, just as that seed or a plant that's very dry, will just go, how wonderful to receive that water. It's a refreshing experience, like the people on the 10K, Bristol 10K, will love to have, make sure they have plenty of water. Oh, we so need it. So it is that prayer can be like that watering experience. People are refreshed and find the energy to serve. That sort of prayer is not so much intercessory prayer, praying for other people, as prayer in the sense of just receiving the love that God has for us. It's a drinking in. It's a receiving type of prayer, sometimes called contemplative prayer. It's a bit like the experience that my grandson had when I carried him on a Friday afternoon and I just had him in my arms. He's only 6 months old. And I was just looking at him with such a smile on my face. And after a few seconds, his face started to smile. And that really is a picture of prayer. Being able to recognize that God is smiling on us because he loves us, he likes us, and being able to almost be aware of that, glimpse it, as it were, and be able to respond to that with a sense of thank you. And that is a way of praying that we don't do enough of. Sitting or standing, or just being able to think of the love of the Father and just saying thank you for that love, thank you for the blessings around, and enjoying it, drinking it in, receiving that love for us. It requires us often to be still enough and quiet enough to do that. But that's the value of silence and contemplative prayer. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. So I'm going to sing a song now that encourages us to be still, and I'd like you just to remain seated. And one of the ways that we can often pray best when we're in that place is by sitting with our backs straight, perhaps our hands on our thighs, just to be still, not sloppy, but just alert to receive from God. He's going to bless you to the extent that you can receive it. So let's be still, for God's presence is here.
Thought about needing to be in fertile ground, so we need to be in God's love, rooted and grounded together in God's love. We thought about needing the watering of prayer, and so we need prayer to be in our lives, so that helps us grow. And we need to feed on God's word. We're reminded in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4 that when Jesus was being tempted, he said that man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And of course, we think then in John's gospel how we're told that Jesus is the word of God, and we need to feed on him. And we need to take him into our lives and allow him to feed us. And then again, in John chapter 6, verse 35, Jesus said, "I am the bread of life." And so, as Monty's reminded us, we need to feed on God's word. We need to feed on Jesus. We need to accept him into our lives and allow him to feed us and help us to grow. And we're going to sing another song this morning to remind us to do that. This is One You Love or Hate. It's one the children love. It's "As for me and my house, as for me and my family, as for me and my children, we will serve the Lord. In this family, we're going to do things properly, read God's words every day, and then we'll learn just how to pray." And then it carries on, and I can't remember the rest. So would you like to stand, and we'll sing this through. Thank you.
He extends throughout the world, and there's so many different people all over the world feeding on God's word and celebrating because of what's written there, that Jesus is alive. Do you know, in the Orthodox Church, which is about a third of all Christians in the world, it's Easter Day today. Isn't that fantastic? So they're celebrating that Jesus is alive in a special way today. But in other parts of the world, things are happening all the time. Ian and Mary Freestone, members of our church, are on their way again. Well, Mary is on her way. Ian is staying home this time to Zambia. And Mary has been asked to teach something of the Bible to the children in that school. And I'd had a word with them beforehand, before they went, and they're on their way today. How do the children in Chengalo school feed on God's word? And they said something significant. They said, well, the children have lots of Bible teaching, but the staff themselves have special ways of doing it. And in this school, it's a Christian school, in their staff break times, they have a little thought for the day over their coffee. One of the staff leads a Bible reading and a short reflection on God's word over their coffee. Now, that's quite something. And so those teachers are equipped then and are fed themselves so they can pass on the love of God and the good news of the ways of God to their children. It's all about us being fed in order to feed other people. And if we're going to be people who help others to become disciples of Jesus, we need to be fed ourselves. And there are so many ways that we can feed as well. We've heard something about the children's approach to feeding on God's word. What about as adults? Rob has got a good idea that he's going to share in two sentences of what he does. And Rob, tell us how you go about feeding on God's word.
Well, like a lot of people with IT, I've got an app for that. And it works. This one's set to feed me three chapters of scripture every morning at 7:15. Breakfast for my soul. And it also comes in a handy pocket size. In case I get hungry during the day.
Very good. Thank you very much indeed. That's great. So I'm sure you've got, and I'd love you to be able to share different ways that you feed on God's word. Maybe email each other, use the family directory to do that. Just give some good ideas, maybe share it in your home groups. How do you do it in different ways? Through the ways of technology or through simple time that you set aside to allow God to speak to you. We're now going to move into towards the end of our service. And we're going to sing a song that I think is a very powerful song for anybody to sing who has read God's word, who has listened to God in prayer, and who is part of a Christian community. Because it speaks of the way in which our hearts can sing. I had an email from somebody the other day. He said, I don't know whether to be excited or scared, but my heart is singing. Because they'd received some very, very wonderful news. And we're going to sing now of God's love. It is as words that enable us to think, well, we feel like dancing. It's as if our soul has been brought alive by God. Because we read in that word that he loves us, that he cares for us, and he wants us to flourish in life. So let's stand and just sing these words to God, not to anybody else, to God. Let's stand together.
And we experience something of the warmth of God's love. Of course, our seeds, and I might get to see a video clip, our seeds as they grow, they need sunlight. And when the sun shines on a plant, something chemical happens and they change and things are different. And when we look to Jesus, as we look to him and we radiate his light radiating into us, things change. Things change in our hearts and in our lives. Psalm 34 tells us to look to him and be radiant. And Hebrews chapter 12 reminds us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. And so this morning we've thought about how we need to grow and what we need to grow to become fully alive in Christ, to become more like him. We need that fertile soil of love. We need that watering of prayer. We need to be fed with the word of God. And we need to look to him and we need to allow his light to come into our lives and change us and make us more like him. And so we're going to finish our worship this morning with a great song which kind of brings a lot of that together because it speaks about shining, it speaks about rivers flowing, and we haven't had the banners out this morning. It'd be a good chance to get them out as we finish our worship this morning with the song, Shine, Jesus, Shine. Fill this land with your Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow. Flood the nations. Flood our lives with grace and mercy. Send forth your word as we feed on your word. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. Let's join together in worship and praise.